Welcome to the final episode of the Yuria podcast of 2020. Merry Christmas! And as it's our last episode of the year, allow me to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now, I have got a little bit more content for you than just that, because I wanted to remind you, I know if you've been following along with the Dreaming with God goal setting, getting excited for 2021 episodes, you'll know that in this episode, I really was just going to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I wasn't going to give you any homework or anything to play with. Which is true. However, I do have one quick little exercise I want you to consider spending some time with over the Christmas holidays. And it is to do with the reticular activating system. It's to do with signaling to your brain the things that you're happy and excited about. It's also to do with thankfulness. So what I want you to consider, if you haven't already, is I want you to spend some time, or encourage you to spend some time over the Christmas holidays, making a list or recording in some way all of those things that you are thankful for in the year ending. Now, if you followed along with the Yuria Wrap Party, we did a little bit of this already, so you already will have started this list. But we didn't spend a lot of time there. And there is a temptation very easily sometimes to quickly skip over that stuff and rush, or sometimes run, if you know 2020's been bonkers. Sometimes we get to the end of the year, we go running into what's next. I want you to take some time just to reflect and experience that feeling of thankfulness for a number of reasons. Thankfulness is advocated in the Bible. God says it's good for you. It makes your heart joyful. Lots of different Bible references, which I haven't got in front of me right now. But it also, like I say, it signals to your brain that things are important to you. So what are those things from 2020 that you're thankful for that maybe you'd like to encourage more of into 2021? If you did play along with the Wrap Party, one of the things I kept reminding you to do was to think about, okay, lessons learned, what will I take into 2021? Things that have happened, which aspects of this will I take with me into 2021? We can tie a nice neat bow on the year that is ending, and yet still take the bits that serve us and the bits that light us up into the brand new year. Because it's not like you suddenly wake up on January the 1st and you're a completely different person. Yes, we grow and we develop, and ideally, I encourage you to become more of the person God created you to be, you to be Yuria. But you're not going to wake up on January the 1st a completely different person. And so if you can spend some time reflecting on the things that you're thankful for, those things that you want to take with you into the new year, it will put you in good stead and your brain isn't going to help you out as well. But more than anything, really, for the purpose of this episode, and yes, this is a short one, the real purpose of this episode, whether you're already a member of the Itchy Soul Playground, whether you're someone who's been following along on social media, on the email list, via YouTube, via the podcast, well, however you've been here over the last 12 months, whether you're brand new or you've been here for ages, I just want to thank you from the very bottom of my heart for being here and being part of this community. As I already shared with you a couple of episodes ago, 2021 is going to be the year of growth for the Itchy Soul Playground, and you've been here in its humblest beginning. So I just want to thank you for that so, so much. And of course, I wouldn't be doing you any service at all if I didn't remind you, if you're not already a member of the Itchy Soul Playground, there is a seat with your name on it waiting for you. Go to yuria.com/join to find out more and join us. It is pay what you want. We also have Playground Plus, so if you're somebody who then would benefit from a little bit of one-on-one, there's options there for you as well. But money does not need to be a reason why anybody doesn't join the playground. So if you're feeling nudged to join us, join us. I want to mention one thing. I don't talk about this very often, but there have been people along the way, part of this journey. It is pay what you want. The minimum is £1. And people have messaged me, more than one person. Multiple people over the last few months have said, I want to join. I haven't really got much money right now. I can't afford the value that you bring. And do you know what I say to them? I say, do you know what? God made it pay what you want for a reason. If you can afford £1 a month, come and join us. And so I want to mention that right now as the year ended, because there might be people, and this wasn't in my notes, but I'm feeling nudged to share it, so I'm going to say it. I'm going to trust that it's what somebody needs. There might be somebody who's been following along over the last few weeks or months who's actually gone, oh, I'd love to join the playground, but I really can't afford it. And I can't just join for £1. That would be ridiculous. You can join for £1. There's the reason why the minimum is £1. If the minimum needed to be £10, it would have been £10. If it needed to be £50, it'd be £50. I want you to, if you're feeling that God is nudging you to join us, join us. And quite honestly, if you can't afford £1 a month and God is nudging you to join us, message me. Because that, you know, I would dare to suggest that most people, 99.9% of people, you know, in English-speaking countries, can afford £1 a month. But if you genuinely can't afford it and you want to join us, message me and you we'll make it happen. I do not want money to be any reason why someone doesn't step into 2021 supported and encouraged and empowered to do those things that God is niggling you to do. So, quick announcement over with, I guess. But like I say, thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to share these things, and I look forward to more as in 2021. But in the meantime, have a wonderful Christmas time. These episodes are going to probably be up on repeat, pre-scheduled. Quite candidly, I'm recording this, I'm looking at the calendar. It's the 10th of December as I record this. No, it's not, it's the 11th. 11th of December as I record this. It kind of feels a bit weird to be 2 weeks out. 2 weeks from today is Christmas Day, and I'm recording this now. Which kind of feels a bit weird, you know, and normally we're not meant to say that, we're meant to pretend it was all done right and proper, and it is right and proper. I've just done it a little bit ahead of time because I want to have that same spaciousness that I'm encouraging you to find as well. So this is the final episode of the podcast for this year. I'm excited for what's next. Thank you for being here. Have a wonderful Christmas time, and I look forward to seeing you in 2021. Bye bye.